Experts say we're heading into an El Niño for the first time in 5 years. Typically, during El Niño, we see a weakening of the northern polar jet stream and a strengthening of the southern or subtropical jet stream. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says temperatures should be mild and warm for most of the country, particularly along the northern tier.
Extending all the way from parts of California and the Pacific Northwest through the northern plains, the Midwest, the Great Lakes states, and the Northeast. So we are expecting mild weather. That doesn't mean every single day during the winter is going to be warm, but if you average the 90 plus days of winter, we do expect to see above normal temperatures, particularly in the northern U.S.
And he says while temperatures may be above normal, snow amounts may be below.
The precipitation outlook for December of 2023 through February of 2024, with that weakened northern or polar jet stream, oftentimes we see drier than normal conditions extending across parts of the northern United States. Typically, that is most likely to happen across the northern Rockies and northern plains, as well as the Great Lakes region. That can translate into less than normal snowfall in many cases.
It's a different story for those down south.
And then with the hyperactive southern or subtropical jet stream enhanced by El Niño, oftentimes we see a very active storm track across the south. This year, this winter, we're expecting that above normal precipitation pattern to extend from California eastward through the Four Corners region, the central and southern Great Plains, and then through the Gulf Coast states, and even extending along the Atlantic coast as far north as southern New England.
I'm Sabrina Halverson.